Unless you were one of the lucky ones who met the love of your life in high school, I'm convinced that all of us that are still single and dating right now are gonna date the following three types of men at least once in our life. The first man will tell you, oh, baby, I love you so much. I wanna spend all this time with you. Like, I miss you so much when you're not around. But he'll never actually make an effort to hang out with you. He has time to hang out with his guy friends every single day, but can only spare one day a week to hang out with you. He's the guy that you usually date in your earlier years before you know better. The second guy is someone who has a lot of qualities that you love. You see great potential, he treats you well, he's a gentleman. You like everything about him, but you don't actually like him. Something is missing. The chemistry is missing, some sort of spark is missing. Mentally, your brain is like, I should be madly in love with him, but I'm not. This guy, you just gotta let go. I won't lie, third guy hurts the most. This is the man who you, more than anything, wanted it to work out. This is the guy that you will think about forever as what if. What if he was the one? Cue the one by Taylor Swift. That's the guy that I'm talking about, you know? You really became a person that would do anything for him, and he still didn't want you. Oh, it hurts so bad because I literally went through this last year. I feel like those are the three tropes of men that most women have dated, and they've truly been learning events for all of us.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
The first one is the bad boy Chad who doesn't have time for. The second guy is the guy who's perfect in every way, but he's basically spineless, too much of a nice guy. He's too into her, acts like he's too into her, and that repulses women. And then the third one was the bad boy Chad or Tyrone who actually did make time for. And that's the one she's going to always remember. Keep that in mind, fellas. So whoever ends up marrying this woman...
He failed.
Just know there's so good men out there. I have been on 3 dates with this guy. The third date, he reached in the back seat, brought me these flowers, picked me up, dropped me home, made a backup reservation the same night just in case I got cold at the first restaurant. We were supposed to get matcha the next morning. I couldn't go because I had work. He sent me the matcha to my house instead. Our fourth date is tonight. I'm about to go on it. This is what I'm wearing. He is taking me flying on a plane. He's flying the plane. He's a pilot. That's his hobby. So sick. Really sick. And he told me he doesn't date for fun. He dates to marry. And that's what I do as well.
Stop the cap.
So if you're looking for a good guy, just know they're out there. My neighbor, she's, I think, 65. And she said you have to kiss 1,000,000 frogs before you find the prince. And I think I've kissed many frogs, and the prince is really treating me like a princess, so.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
Kissed so many frogs. Well, guess what? You weren't dating to marry then, because good girls pick good guys, and it usually works out. So you're not a good girl. You were picking bad guys, aka kissing a lot of frogs, and you're still talking about some fairy tale stuff. I hate to break it to you, hun. Life's not a fairy tale. And you're singing this guy's praises. That's fine. But, let's hold off a bit. Yeah, slow your roll. Holler at me in 10 years.
Whoa. Slow your roll, bro.
Can someone tell me why it still hurts even when, like, you're getting back into dating and you feel more mature and you end things with someone after, like, a couple of dates and, like, I've been on like 3 dates recently, like 3 dates with 3 different guys, but I've gone on like second dates with all of them, second or third dates, and I ended it with one guy, the other guy ended it with me, but I was gonna end it with him anyway, so that was mutual, and this other guy, you just can tell he doesn't feel it, and like I thought that because I'm more mature and because it's mutual or because I'm making the decision that it would be less hard and I would be less sad because it's early on and stuff, but I think when it's just stacked on top of each other, like, it adds up. Like, why am I crying? Like, does anybody else feel this way?
Not even really. Just like, no,
when you feel like you're mostly healed and you're going back into dating, like, why does it still hurt? I hate it out here.
Do you think you can stop being such a baby?
I'm sure all the different guys you're dating are saying the same thing. They hate it out here. I mean, clearly this woman is an emotional wreck. When a woman has to heal already in her 20s, like, you have that much damage, fellas, just please stay away for your sake. I hope she heals permanently. but I hope she heals in a way where she can leave men alone indefinitely. Was I too harsh on her? Is she a butterfly in the wind? Leave a comment below.
Tell me you've been humbled by a guy without telling me you've been humbled. Me and this guy were dating not for very long, and you'll know why after this story. So me and this guy were having this conversation. I don't even remember what it was about, but maybe getting to know each other. I don't know, because then he was telling me what he kind of like looks for in women. Oh yeah, I only date like ugly women. Well, and that like he didn't date women that were like 10, you know, even remotely kind of pretty. You know, I'm not a 10, but I'm like a solid 6, you know, solid 7 with my personality. That right there is my dating life summed up.
We'll sleep with you once, you fall in love with him, and you will never hear from him again.
So, I mean, I guess that was an insult, because he said he doesn't date pretty girls, and he's dating you. Look, I'm glad you were humbled. We need more humbled women on the dating market these days. But I will say this, there is something to that. 8s, 9s, and 10s aren't worth the trouble. 5s and 6s are where it's at. So bro was on to something. I totally concur with his theory.
To play us out, what does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.